ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायस्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 40 and 41। सो द 41st वर्स इज देयर ऑन द बोर्ड, सो आई जस्ट रीड द 40th वर्स। श्री भगवान वाच ज्ञातं मम पुरवैतत् ऋषिना करुणात्मना यश्री मदान्धयोर्वाग्भिः विभ्रंशो अनुग्रह कृतः। नाउ दिस वन, साधुनां समचित्तानां सुतरां मत्कृतात्मनां दर्शनान्नो भवेद् बन्धः पुंसोक्ष्णो सवितुर्यथा। साधुनां ऑफ डिवोटीज समचित्तानां हु आर इक्वली डिस्पोज्ड टुवर्ड एवरीवन, सुतराम एक्सेसिवली कंप्लीटली, मत कृतात्मनाम ऑफ पर्सन्स हु आर फुल्ली सरेंडर्ड डिटरमिंड टू रेंडर सर्विस ऑन टू मी, दर्शनात् सिंपली बाय द ऑडियंस, नो भवेत् बंधः फ्रीडम फ्रॉम ऑल मेटेरियल बॉन्डेज। पुंसः ऑफ ए पर्सन, अक्ष्णोः ऑफ द आईज, सवितु यथा एज बाय बीइंग फेस टू फेस विद द सन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer subject to material bondage. Purport, as stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, C.C. Madhyalila 22:54, sadhu sangha sarva shastra kai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hai. If by chance one meets a sadhu, a devotee, one's life is immediately successful and one is freed from material bondage. It may be argued that whereas someone may receive a sadhu with great respect, someone else may not receive a sadhu with great respect. A sadhu, however, is always equipoised towards everyone. Because of being a pure devotee, a sadhu is always ready to deliver Krishna consciousness without discrimination. As soon as one sees a sadhu, one naturally becomes free. Nonetheless, persons who are too much offensive, who commit Vaishnava aparads or offenses to a sadhu, will have to take some time before being rectified. This is also indicated herein. We read the previous verse, translation and purport. The Supreme Personality of God had said, the great saint Narad Muni is very merciful. By his curse, he showed the greatest favor to both of you who were mad after material opulence and who had thus become blind. Although you fell from the higher planet Swargaloka and became trees, you were most favored by him. I knew of all these incidents from the very beginning. It is now confirmed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the curse of a devotee is also to be regarded as mercy. As Krishna, God, is all good, a Vaishnava is also all good. Whatever he does is good for everyone. This is explained in the following verse. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshum Litam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Seeking the blessings of Panchavada Prabhu and other senior devotees. I'd like to speak something on today's verse. So thank you all for coming for the Bhagavatam class. So very beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, every section of Bhagavatam is very special and very important. But especially this particular pastime of Damodar Leela. And after that, the deliverance of Yamalarjun trees is very, very sweet, special and very important pastime for all of us. And today's verse is also very inspiring verse. Sadhu naam samachitta naam. Say sadhu naam, that means devotees, they are samachitta, they are equally disposed towards everyone. Sutaram matkritatmana. And Krishna is saying this, so he is saying that they are excessively attached or determined to serve me. And just by having darshan, darshanam no bhavet bandha. Anybody who can have darshan of such devotees, what happens? Punsho kshno saviturya. Just like when we see the sun. So anybody who sees the sun, his darkness is gone. Like he can see whether he is a sinful man, he is a pious man. Anybody who sees the sun will give light to him. It's not that sun will not give light to a sinful man. No. Sun's light is there for everyone. Similarly, a sadhu, he is merciful towards everyone. So anybody who comes in front of a sadhu, he will definitely get mercy. And Srila Prabhupada writes a short but very beautiful purport. So he's quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the famous shloka, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kaya, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhiha. That means even if one meets a sadhu for a very small time, lava is a very small unit of time. It's like in Vedic system, we have lava, kshana. So lava is like 1 or 2 seconds, something like that. So just by meeting a sadhu, even for a short time, he's sure that he'll get freed from material bondage. Whether one receives a sadhu with respect or doesn't receive with respect. See, such a powerful thing Srila Prabhupada is saying, that even if someone doesn't respect a sadhu, but if he has darshan of a sadhu, he'll be delivered. Now it's a question of time. Srila Prabhupada is saying that he may take a long time to become rectified. Like Nalakuvera and Manigriva, externally they offended Narad Muni. When Narad Muni came, forget about showing respect, they were standing naked. So whenever a great Vaishnava comes, immediately we should pay obeisances. If you are sitting, we should stand up. We should show some sign of respect. But these two sons of Kuvera, they were so intoxicated with pride that they kept on standing naked. They didn't show any respect for Narad. So Narad Muni, he cursed them, but actually he blessed them, and for so many years when they were standing at trees, they got purified, and finally they got Krishna's special mercy. So just by having darshan of Narad Muni, although they were offensive, but still they were delivered. So this is a very important lesson here. It may take some time. For some it is immediate, like Mrigari. Let's compare the story of Mrigari and Nalakuver Manigrib. So Mrigari also was very sinful, right? He was killing animals half dead. But the good thing about Mrigari was that as soon as he saw Narad Muni, he was a little respectful. So the moment Narad Muni said, "Stop this, stop killing," he immediately agreed to Narad Muni and immediately followed his instructions, and very soon he became a pure devotee. Immediately, such a sinful person, and immediately became such a great sadhu that he didn't even want to kill a small ant. Imagine the same person who was killing animals half dead. He was taking pleasure in seeing animals, you know, dying with great pain. Such a sinful man, he became such a great Vaishnav that he could not even kill one small ant. He was so careful. When Narad Muni came, he was eager to meet his spiritual master, but on the way he saw ants, so he brushed aside the ants with his own cloth. And Parvat Muni, who was friend of Narad Muni, he was surprised. He said, "Look, what a great transformation. Just by your moment's association, such a cruel hunter has become such a compassionate Vaishnava." Why? Because Mrigari was little respectful towards Narad Muni. He was sincere and he immediately accepted the instructions of Narad Muni. There are so many instances where Narad Muni has converted sinful people to devotees. We know the story of Valmiki Ratnakar. He was such a great dacoit. He was killing, again he was a great murderer. But the moment he came in touch with Narad Muni, again he had some sincerity, accepted Narad Muni. But he was so sinful that he could not chant the name of Ram. So what Valmiki told him, what Narad Muni told him? To chant Mara, 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 Mara. So if you chant Mara, 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 Ram, Ram, what happens? It becomes Ram, Ram, Mara, Ram, 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 Ram. So that Ratnakar, he was such a sinful person. Because he came in touch with Narad Muni and real sincerity accepted his instruction, he got delivered. And he became such a great devotee, the author of Ramayana. And he wrote Ramayana even before Lord Ram came. Even before the Ramayana pastimes were performed, Valmiki could see the pastimes of Ramayana within his heart, and he wrote down the entire Ramayana. So this is the... So what more examples you want? There are so many examples like that. Just by having darshan or a moment association with a pure devotee, a person becomes a devotee and his life is delivered. But those who are offensive, they also will get delivered, but it may take long time. Same with Srila Prabhupada. So anyone who has come in touch with Srila Prabhupada or his bona fide representatives will definitely get delivered. Now it may take some time. For some it may be very quick. They can finish the business in one lifetime. Or some may take many lifetimes. But this process of bhakti has begun. That conviction we must have. That anybody who has come in touch with Srila Prabhupada, his movement, his devotees, will certainly get delivered. It may take some time. If that person is offensive or if he is not that sincere, it may take some time, but definitely he will get delivered. I was just hearing from Radhanath Maharaj, a recorded lecture where he was talking about Hayagriva Prabhu. I'm sure some of you may be knowing the story, that Hayagriva Prabhu, Hayagriva. Yeah, so he was so dear to Srila Prabhupada, Howard Willer. He was one of the first devotees. Jai Shri Gaur Nitai Krishna Balram Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. So Howard Willer, he was one of the first devotees to meet Srila Prabhupada in America. And he was an English professor. And Srila Prabhupada was just walking in the road and he was just passing by. And he had already gone to India. So he knew Indian Swami. He was very excited to meet Prabhupada. He just ran across the street, met Srila Prabhupada and said that, "Oh, you are a Swami from India?" He said, "Yes." Then Prabhupada said, okay, come to my place, 26 Second Avenue. We have regular discussions on Bhagavad Gita. And he came there and he became very serious. And when Srila Prabhupada came to know that he was an English professor, so he said, why don't you help me in editing my books? And he became the first editor of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada gave him a full box of his manuscripts. And looking at that, he said, that's a lifetime's work. So, and he helped so much Srila Prabhupada in the initial days. He was the first editor. And somehow he left the movement. And Prabhupada was a little, of course he was sad. And then again he came back for a few days. He came with Srila Prabhupada to Vrindavan. But again he left. But Srila Prabhupada was always merciful. He would always ask that, where is Hayagriva? And he actually wrote a letter also, that since you have once chanted sincerely the holy names of Krishna in Vrindavan, definitely Krishna will take care of you. And later in the 80s, he got cancer. And when he was told by the doctors that he has very limited time, again he came back to the Association of Devotees. He stayed in New Vrindavan during his final days. And in the Association of Devotees, he left his body. And he was practicing very seriously in the last 1 year. So this is a practical proof that anybody who has come in touch with pure devotee of the Lord, even though temporarily he may drift away, but ultimately he will be delivered. That is there in the Shastras. And we have seen practical proof. And another proof that we have seen is Surabhi Prabhu, the one who designed this entire temple. In 2015, when we celebrated the 40 years, he was here, right? He was here in Vrindavan. First time even I had this darshan. We have read about him in Prabhupada Lilamrita. And he also was not in touch with devotees for a long time. But then he somehow came here. And he was so happy to come back here during 40 years celebration of this temple. And later, after a few months, again he was diagnosed with cancer. And he came to Vrindavan. And in MVT, he left his body. Some devotees were doing kirtan. And so just see, this is practical proof that anybody who has come in touch with pure devotee, who has done some sincere service, even though he may drift away from some time or may have some difficult time, but ultimately he'll be delivered. Because only a sadhu, only a pure devotee can give Krishna. There is a very important point to understand philosophically, that even Krishna cannot give himself to others. Only a devotee is authorized to give Krishna to others. Very rarely we see that by Krishna's mercy someone became a devotee. Very rare. By the mercy of a devotee, one becomes a devotee. And that is why Krishna comes in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the form of his devotee. Because even if Krishna has to preach, he has to come in the form of his devotee and preach. He has to take the mood of Srimati Radharani. And then he can preach. So devotees are authorized on behalf of Krishna to give Krishna to others. That famous song, Krishna je tomara, Krishna dite para, tomara shakti ache. Ami to kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, dhai tava pache pache. Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, dayara sagara, edase karuna kari. Very beautiful song. We have so many beautiful songs like that. It says that only Vaishnav can give Krishna to others, because he possesses Krishna. Like suppose we want something from someone, we want to go for donation. Now we have to go to a rich man who has money. If you go to a poor man, how can he give money? He doesn't have. So if you want Krishna, we have to go to someone who has Krishna. So pure devotee, he has Krishna, and therefore he can give Krishna to others. Krishna je tumaro. Krishna is a property of his devotees. Krishna dite paro. And therefore he can give Krishna to others. He has that potency. Tomara shakti achi. So that is the only way to get Krishna. There is no other way actually. Only by the mercy of pure devotees that we can actually get Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. And Krishna is saying here that I am showing mercy to you just because of my devotee Narad Muni. Because Krishna loves his pure devotees so much that if they bestow mercy on someone, Krishna definitely has to bestow mercy on them. Krishna can't say no. It's like somebody has recommended. If his pure devotee recommends someone, then Krishna cannot refuse his mercy. So because Narad Muni has shown mercy to them, and Narad Muni promised them when he cursed them actually, That curse was the greatest blessing. So he told that you will have darshan of Krishna face to face. And just to fulfill the promise of his pure devotee, Narad Muni, Krishna delivered both of them. Although he himself was bound, this is something very interesting, that Krishna himself was bound. He was not yet liberated. He was bound by Mother Yashoda's rope. But in his bound condition, he liberated this Yamalarjuna, Nalkubera and Manikrim. And you know who will actually open the ropes of Krishna? Later we will see, it's actually Nanda Maharaj. Because nobody else had power to open the ropes which was tied by Yashoda Maya. Because you know Yashoda Maya herself, she bound Krishna, so no other devotee could untie Krishna. Nobody had that power, because his love of Mother Yashoda was so great that with that great love she had bound Krishna. So only Nanda Maharaj could untie Krishna. So later Nanda Maharaj will come and untie Krishna. But even though Krishna was tied, but he liberated Yamalarjun trees. And what kind of pure devotees they became? I mean, look at the prayers. So last 10-15 verses, we all must have heard this beautiful prayers of Nalkubera and Manigriva. So in the beginning, they glorify Krishna's ontological position, that how Krishna is absolute truth, the entire material existence comes from him, he is the supreme, original person, cause of all causes, but still he is beyond this material creation. So you see all the prayers, almost any prayer you look at in Bhagavatam, so first the devotees will glorify Krishna's absolute position, his position as absolute truth, and then after glorifying Krishna, then they ask for some benediction. So similarly here, first Manigriva and Nalukuvera, they glorified Krishna with beautiful verses. O Lord, you exist before the creation. Therefore, who trapped by a body of material qualities in this material world can understand you? O Lord, whose glories are covered by your own energy. You are the supreme personality of Godhead. You are Sankarsana, the origin of creation. You are Vasudeva, the origin of Chaturviha. Because you are everything and therefore the supreme Brahman, we simply offer our respectful obeisances unto you. And then they say that how you come in different forms like fish, tortoise, hog, etc. and perform beautiful pastimes. And you come here just for the benefit of all the living entities in this world. And the last verse which they chant, the 38th verse, is very, very, very special verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. I remember, I think last Kartik when we had the festival, His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj gave verse on this, gave class on this particular verse. He quoted this verse, the 38th verse of this chapter, 10-10-38. Vani gunanukathane shravano kathayam. Hasto chakarmashu manastava padayorna smityam shirastava nivasa jagat praname drishti satam darshanestu bhavat tanunam. Henceforward, may all our words describe your pastimes. May our ears engage in oral reception of your glories. May our hands, legs and other senses engage in actions pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. May our heads offer our obeisances to everything within this world. Because all things are also your different forms. And may our eyes see the forms of Vaishnavas who are non-different from you. So normally we see devotees say, may our eyes always look at you. But Manigriva Nalukubera, what they are praying? May our eyes see the forms of Vaishnavas. Why? Because they have the practical realization. Just by seeing Narad Muni, they got delivered. So therefore, Manigriva Nalukuvera, they are not praying that Krishna maybe have your darshan. Because they know that they have, if they have darshan of pure devotees, then automatically they'll have darshan of Krishna. If you directly try to have darshan of Krishna, it's not possible. So they have that practical realization that because they had darshan of Narad Muni, they eventually had darshan of Krishna. So therefore they are not praying that let our eyes have your darshan. No, what they are saying, let our eyes have darshan of your devotees. Drishti satam darshane. So such a beautiful prayer, you see. That means, look at their condition before. You know, they were so much intoxicated by pride and they were enjoying with women, naked, intoxicated. The same two brothers are offering such beautiful prayers. They are saying that may our words always describe your pastimes, may our ears always hear your glories, may our hands and legs be engaged in your service, may our minds always think of your lotus feet, may our heads offer obeisances to everything in this world. Again, a very important point they are saying, that let us respect everything in this world, because everything is your energy. So this is our devotee. He respects everything in this world because he knows that everything is Krishna's property. And may our eyes see the forms of the Vaishnavas. So this is the power of mercy of a pure devotee, the power of darshan of a pure devotee. Just like the sun, even if the sun rays falls on a filthy place, that place becomes purified. The sun doesn't get affected, but that dirty place becomes purified. That is the power of a pure Vaishnava, that by his mercy anybody can become a devotee. Anybody, even the most fallen, the most wretched, even the offensive. The only thing is that it may take more time for others and some may be delivered quickly. That is the power of a pure Vaishnava. That is why it's so rare. That is why in Bhagavatam there are so many verses. Tulya malavenapi na swargam na punar bhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martya naam ki mutasisha. In first canto of Bhagavatam this verse is there. I think it's again repeated in fourth canto. The prachetas also, they offer the same prayer to Krishna. Such an important verse. And there are similar verses like that in Bhagavatam. I think 3-4 verses. That just by having association of a devotee, Tulyama Lavenapi. So that same Sanskrit verse is in Bengali, that Sadhu Sangha, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha. So in Sanskrit also in Bhagavatam it is there. The Lavenapi, even for a lover. And another verse, Shanardhapi, that means even half of a Kshana. If someone has association of a pure devotee, his life is glorified. Wonderful. So these statements of Srimad Bhagavatam are not exaggeration. Sometimes you think, oh, is it possible? Just having darshan for a few seconds, how is it possible? No, it is possible. And there are so many hundreds and thousands of examples where just by having darshan of a pure devotee, just by associating with him for a few seconds, most sinful people, they have become pure devotees. Look at Manigriva Nalakriva. It's not that they associated with Narad Muni for few months or few years. No, just one or two minutes maximum. Narad Muni was just passing by from there and he saw that these two brothers, they are so intoxicated, and he just thought a little bit, and for their purification he cursed them, because he knew that they are not ready to take the mercy now. Like Mrigari, Narad Muni immediately gave mercy because he saw that they were ready to accept. So he gave Mrigari instruction and Mrigari followed. But Manigriva Nalikrivera, he could see that they are not ready now. So therefore he first cursed them, and when they become purified, and then they had darshan of Krishna. So just few seconds Narad Muni was there, not for a long time. Mrigari also, just few seconds Narad Muni gave him association and he was delivered. Look at this 10,000 sons of Daksha, first 1,000 and 10,000. So you see in Bhagavatam 6th canto, Narad Muni just spent few minutes maybe, and that was enough. They all became pure Vaishnavas. So just by having darshan of a pure devotee, one is sure to be liberated. That Krishna himself is saying in this verse, that if someone has darshan of such a pure devotee, he will no longer be subject to material bondage. That is the nature of a sadhu, that he always wants to be merciful towards everyone. And that is Krishna's way of distributing his mercy. Through his devotees, he distributes his mercy. Through his devotee, he gives himself to others. That is Krishna's system. Just like Srila Prabhupada gives example that we have, you know, companies. Now if you want to buy some product, let's say you want to buy a phone, mobile phone, you can't go to the factory of Samsung and Apple and say, give me a phone. You can't do that. You have to go through authorized dealer, or you have to go online and, you know, order it. So similarly, we can't directly go to Krishna and take his mercy, no. We have to go through his authorized agents, through his devotees. That's a mistake sometimes. You know, especially in India, we think, oh, we can directly go to Krishna. No, it's a big mistake. It's not possible. That's not Krishna's system. Krishna's system is that he gives his mercy through his devotees. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many pastimes where we see that we get Krishna's mercy only by mercy of his devotees. And this beautiful pastime of Srimad Bhagavatam is one of them. So this, now we may think, okay, so we somehow came in touch with Srila Prabhupada and his pure devotees. So now what about us? Now Srila Prabhupada interestingly saying that we should also become such pure devotees that by our association others will get delivered. That is Prabhupada's instruction. There is a nice pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the deliverance of Shivanand Sen. I am sure you must have heard this pastime, that how there was a dog, Shivanand Sen. Every year he used to bring devotees from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. Every year. So he used to sponsor the yatra and he used to also manage the yatra. So he was the yatra manager, yatra sponsor. And it was not easy in those days. There was no train, no flight. They had to walk all the way from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. And there are so many small states. So the moment you have to cross from one state to another state, you have to pay toll tax, and mostly the states were Muslims. It was a big challenge, and every time he had to arrange for the accommodation of devotees, their prasadam, and deal with all these legal challenges, this different governments paying toll. But every year Shivanand Sen was doing that service for Vaishnavas, and that is why Mahaprabhu was very pleased with Shivanand Sen. So when we serve Vaishnavas, Krishna is very pleased with us. So Mahaprabhu was very pleased with Shivanand Sen. And when Shivanand Sen was coming, like every year he used to come to Bengal, so once a dog started accompanying the party. So the dog was with the devotees, and the devotees were feeding prasad to the dog, and he was hearing kirtan, and for few days he was accompanying the party of Shivanand Sen. But once what happened, that Shivanand Sen had to take care of some, you know, toll and other things. And he stayed back and the devotees went forward. So he said, you people go ahead, I will come back after finishing these formalities. And please take care of the dog. And so the devotees went ahead, the dog went ahead. So when Shivanand Sen came back after finishing his duties, he saw the dog was not there. Now Shivanand Sen felt very sad by not seeing the dog. He immediately sent some people to look for the dog. And they went and looked around for the dog and they could not find the dog. And Shivanand Sen, it is said, he fasted. Look at the heart of a Vaishnava. He felt so sad that a dog took shelter of devotees and somehow he could not take care of the dog. And he fasted that we could not take care of the dog. Imagine, that is the mood of a devotee. So if a devotee leaves our devotee association, you know, what should be our mood? How sad we should feel? Look, we can understand from this pastime that Shivanand Sen, he felt so sad for the dog that he fasted that day. He didn't take prasad. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then somehow the party reached Jagannath Puri and they had darshan of Lord Jagannath and they had prasadam and they went to meet Mahaprabhu at his room. And when they went to see Mahaprabhu, that time they saw that the same dog was sitting in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was feeding coconut, you know, the pulp of coconut, the white soft portion of the coconut. With his own hands he was feeding to the dog the coconut pulp. And the dog was also chanting, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. The dog was also chanting and receiving the Maha Maha Prasad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Why? Why the dog was shown so much favor? Because the dog had mercy of Shivananda Sen. And that is why Mahaprabhu showed him so much mercy. And after a few days, the dog was not seen because the dog went back home, back to Godhead. And there, one very beautiful purport Srila Prabhupada writes. I'll just read a few lines from there. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Aradina kehatare dekhe na paila siddha deha paya kukur vaikunthe te gela. The next day, no one saw that dog, for it had obtained its spiritual body and departed for Vaikuntha, the spiritual kingdom. This is the result of Sadhu Sangha. Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport. This is the result of Sadhu Sangha, consequent association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and promotion back home, back to Godhead. This result is possible even for a dog by the mercy of the Vaishnava. Therefore, everyone in the human form of life should be induced to associate with devotees. By rendering a little service, even by eating prasadam, what we speak of chanting and dancing, everyone can be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. Now, this is the most powerful line Srila Prabhupada is saying. It is therefore requested that all our devotees in the ISKCON community, we all part of ISKCON community, right? So Prabhupada is requesting. It is therefore requested that all our devotees in the ISKCON community become pure Vaishnavas, so that by their mercy, all the people of the world will transfer to Vaikuntha Loka even without their knowledge. I'll repeat this line. It is therefore requested that all our devotees in the ISKCON community become pure Vaishnavas, so that by their mercy, all the people of the world will be transferred to Vaikuntha Loka even without their knowledge. That means just by associating with devotees of ISKCON, people should be delivered and go back to Vaikuntha Loka. So that should be the standard of all of us. That is what Srila Prabhupada is saying. It is requested, Srila Prabhupada is requesting all of us, that we should become such pure devotees that by our association, people should be delivered. Just like the dog was delivered by the association of Shivananda Sen. Everyone should be given a chance to take prasadam and thus be induced to chant the holy names Hare Krishna and also dance in ecstasy. By these three processes, what three processes? Chanting, dancing and taking prasad. Although performed without knowledge or education, even an animal went back to Godhead. So, this is a very, very inspiring purport. Somehow, I thought of sharing with all of you in this context, that this talks about the power of a pure devotee. So, somehow we have come in touch with Srila Prabhupada and his movement. So, definitely, we'll be delivered, but it depends on us. If you are not sincere, it may take many, many lifetimes. But if you are serious and sincere, if you are not offensive, Prabhupada is saying Vaishnava Aparad. So that's the biggest danger. So if you don't commit Vaishnava Aparad and we follow the instructions sincerely, in this lifetime itself we can perfect our life. Otherwise it may take a long time, but because we have come in touch with Srila Prabhupada, we'll surely be delivered. So that's the first thing that we discussed today. So therefore we should, and second thing Srila Prabhupada is saying, that he's requesting that now, since we have come in touch with Srila Prabhupada's movement, he's saying that all the devotees in ISKCON should become such pure Vaishnavas that by their association others will also be delivered. So, Hare Krishna. Any questions, any comments? Yes, sir. It is said they went back to heavenly planets, but once you become a pure devotee, it doesn't matter whether you're in this material world or in the spiritual world. Because wherever they are, they'll perform pure devotional service. So they went back to heavenly planets, and there also they must have preached to others. So, and then after that they might have gone back to Godhead. But once you get pure devotional service, then it doesn't matter whether you are here or there. Yes. Yes, sure.
So sometimes we see a dog and you know, you may not, sometimes they like get away, kick him, and then you know, some people you may respect who are older, maybe your guru you may be very reverential. But if we're supposed to be seeing everybody on an equal level, why such differentiation of appreciation of the spirit soul in different bodies, you know, from a rat to a dog, ordinary person to your own guru, which if your guru's coming to knock everything over so that your guru can walk through. What is that differentiation?
Yes, so Prabhuji, this this equality of vision is there, but when it comes to behavior, we have to behave tactically, like a lion. So we can't go and embrace a lion that he's also soul and, you know, let's, so we have to, our behavior should be based on practical, what kind of body that person is having. So how to show respect to a dog? We can give some prasad to the dog. So we should not kick the dog or misbehave. But at the same time, we can't allow the dog to come inside temple, because that's the way we are supposed to behave. As per Vedic principles, they are impure. So there are different ways to show mercy to different levels of people. So Vaishnava is respectful to all, but the way he shows his mercy, that depends. So especially like it is said that when someone is very exalted, so in Nectar of Instruction also it is said that we should offer respects to all Vaishnavas who are chanting holy names. But those who are initiated, we offer full pranam. And those who are pure devotees, we, you know, nindadi shuddhi shunya hridaya. For them, we hanker for their association. So even for devotees, we have to show respect based on their level. So obviously when we have a very advanced devotee coming, so we should show special respect for him. Doesn't mean that we disrespect others. No, we should be respectful to all devotees. But of course those who are very advanced, we show special respect to them. So there is nothing wrong in that. But yes, we should not kick a dog. So we should respect everyone. But how to show that respect? That we have to learn and apply practically.
When we are reading all these things and understanding these things, then also why do we find fault in the devotees?
Yes, because we don't want to advance in Krishna consciousness. That's the reason. So that's the biggest, as Srila Prabhupada is saying, that Vaishnava Parad fault finding, that's the biggest hurdle in our progress in Krishna consciousness. That's the reason, because we don't want to progress. So unless we have that service, unless we are in a particular managerial role, we have where somebody subordinate to us is doing something wrong, then we can actually do it in the mood of correction. But if we are just simply general and we see some devotee, why to unnecessarily find fault? Just look at the good in that devotee, that at least he is chanting, at least he is eating prasad, at least he is not eating non-veg. So we can find so many good qualities in devotees. It is said that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he never found any fault with any Vaishnavas. He always looked at good in Vaishnavas. We can always find so many good qualities in Vaishnavas. But even for me, I'm just telling this, speaking is very easy. We should not find faults. I remember one pastime I heard that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, that a devotee was there always, you know, he was a cook and his behavior was not good. And everybody used to find fault with him. And in fact, that Vaishnava left his body. Even after that, devotees are criticizing him. And once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he said, come, listen. Can you find one good quality in him? And one devotee said, yes, he was wearing, his dhoti kutta was always clean. Then someone said he was chanting. So actually, the problem is that we just look at bad qualities in a person. But actually, if you look at good qualities, we'll definitely find so many good qualities in a Vaishnava. Yes.
Thank you so much. So, in this whole incident, this is the first part.
Not that great of it, from the point of view of a devotee, someone who was passing by, someone who was offered,
result is good, but how we can understand that?
Yes, as you said, the result is the most important thing. End result is all that matters, you know. What is thousands of years to have darshan of Krishna? Billions of years also, if one takes, and if someone promises that you'll have darshan of Krishna, that itself is a benediction. The story of Mukunda Datta in Mahaprakash Leela, when Mahaprabhu said that he'll have my darshan after millions of births, and Mukunda started jumping in air, oh, after millions of births I'll have darshan of Krishna. So thousands of years is nothing. So it's all mercy of Narad Muni. In the pretext of curse, he actually blessed them. So that is why Krishna is saying that this is the power of having darshan of a pure devotee. That even if, okay, they were not fully offended, but still it was offensive. I mean, the moment you see a pure devotee, the girls, it is said, they came out of water and they covered their bodies. At least they could have covered their bodies, you know, shown respect. But nothing, they just stood like that. So it was definitely offense. But the power of a devotee's mercy is that if you have their darshan, then ultimately you'll get purified and become pure devotee. That is what happened in the case of Manigriva and Anikriva.
So, what is to be understood from this incident? Let's say some right now, somebody goes out and they are not able to show this, but they are disrespectful, so they should do so many things. So, how exactly they should we follow the precept of Narad Muni? Then we can, keep on cursing people.
No, of course, we are not Narad Muni, we don't have that power to curse. Our curse will have no effect also. So there is no point of talking that. But what lesson, as I said, that it is said, darshane pavitra karo ee tamar gun. That is the proof here, that song, that just by having darshan of Vaishnavas. So we've seen life of Srila Prabhupada, so many people just by darshan, they got delivered. I think one pastime I heard that Prabhupada was taking a transit flight, and in Fiji some businessman had his darshan, and he became a devotee just in few minutes, 1 minute. And later he built a temple in Fiji, something I heard this. So that is the lesson we take from him. And the second lesson, as I read from Shivanand Sen, that Prabhupada is saying that we should also try to become pure devotees, that by our association also people will get delivered. No, that's Prabhupada is saying that, so we should at least try for that. Yeah. Very nice comment, yeah. So they became big trees, and that in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Just like our tree here, Tamal tree. So fortunate all the time having darshan. Krishna, yeah. So that is the point of perspective of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that devotees are so great that even if somebody criticizes them, still they say good in them. So he thought that he was critical, so at least he was pointing out my faults. It's the best, that critic is my best friend. So that is how we should see when someone criticizes us. But we should not find fault in others. So lesson is that we should not find fault in others, but even if someone is finding fault in us, we should still respect that person. That is what in that pastime we see from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, that person who was always blaspheming Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, but when he died, so he felt sad. So that is the mood of a Vaishnava.
If subordinate person, if you see his fault for his correction, that is also wrong.
That is right, as I said, that if someone is under you and as a service you are correcting him, that's good. Or you are in a responsible position, like a managerial position, and you see somebody is, you know, doing something wrong with the temple funds or doing some illegal activities, immoral activity, then you must take action. Then it's not that I'll not see fault. But in general, you know, if I don't have business, just we have that habit of, look at this devotee, he's doing this. In that way, we should not. Or even if someone has a difficult time, we should not, sometimes if you're very happy, oh, look at the devotee, what has happened to him? Look, he was wearing saffron, now what happened to him? So this is very wrong mentality. Even if something wrong happened to a devotee, we should pray that, okay, he may become a nice devotee soon. And we should appreciate, okay, whatever service he has done, not, you know, denounce him or not laugh at him. That is very offensive. We should feel sad that, okay, that devotee is going through a difficult time. Let me pray for that devotee. That is pleasing to Krishna. Yes. Yes, Maharaj, that mood is very important to improve. So first you should try to improve, you know, somebody is making some mistake, but when only when it is said as beyond any improvement, then only, you know, then we have to leave that devotee. Otherwise, as far as possible, we should try to correct the mistakes of devotees, even in managerial role. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. La Prabhupada ki jai.